the best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Scott, I got to be honest. For a long time, I was not a fan of LeBron James. I think I'm going to have to start taking a side on things because it has gotten to the point where he is now just a major target. It started as a guy who was an idiot and handled this free agent situation incorrectly. Now, I don't think I've ever seen an athlete who has done less get punished more than LeBron James has. Now, let me take this further, and then, Scott, I will have your input on this. LeBron James this week. Here are some article headlines from just from 2 minutes worth of Googling this. This is the headlines I found from the Los Angeles Times. LeBron James buys piece of Liverpool. NBCSports.com, LeBron James buys share of Liverpool in middle of basketball season. Orlando Sentinel, LeBron James buys piece of Liverpool. SunSentinel.com, LeBron James gets share of Liverpool. Now, Liverpool is a football club in England, or a soccer club in England. In the English Premier League, they're one of the most storied English soccer clubs of all time. They've got 18 championships, all sorts of stuff. They're kind of like the Boston Red Sox of the English Premier League, just to give you an idea of who they are. And they're actually owned by the owners of the Boston Red Sox. Now, here's the issue with this. LeBron James didn't buy part of Liverpool, nor is that the main issue with this story. Here is what this story is compared to what people like the Los Angeles Times and the Orlando Sentinel are pulling out of it. Fenway Sports Management, the sister company of the Red Sox, said Wednesday it has signed LeBron James and the management company he helped create to a long-term deal to secure marketing and sponsorship opportunities. This is a marketing situation. This is something to help LeBron James much damage image, not only in the U.S., but around the world. It goes further. As a part of the deal, James obtained a piece of Liverpool FC. So yes, he got a share of Liverpool FC. But it's not like he, in the middle of the NBA season, went out and said, you know what? I think I'm going to take all this money I got from the Heat, from taking my talents to South Beach. I'm just going to go buy Liverpool. No big deal. And that's what all these articles are making it look out. And you can read the articles. They say almost nothing about the fact that he signed this deal with Fenway Sports Management. It's all about how he got a share with Liverpool. And it makes it look like, with the way they word it, that he went out in the middle of the basketball season. A couple of the articles, the Los Angeles Times even points out that the deal was done on the day that the Miami Heat lost to the Milwaukee Bucks. As if LeBron was like, man, that was a horrible loss today. Well, guess I'll go buy Liverpool, which is not the case at all. Look at the quotes from this. This is a quote from somebody in Fenway Sports Management. What Fenway Sports Management does for Roush Fenway, Liverpool, and the Red Sox, we will now do for LeBron James. We will aggressively pursue business opportunities for him. This is a marketing campaign. This is not a business decision to buy a football club. This is a decision to go market himself and switch this image around worldwide of LeBron James. And, oh, by the way, as part of the deal, he got a share of Liverpool. But it was not the primary thing, Scott, like all these articles are putting it out to be.
How do you think he found out about this? Do you think they just kind of said, after he signed, they come up to him, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to put you in with us. You're going to get stock in Liverpool.
I think what they said was, in return for our services, we would like for you to put your name on Liverpool so we can market Liverpool to not just England, but the United States, so we can market Liverpool worldwide. Do I think it was a business move? Yeah, I do. But do I think it was a primary issue of what was going on between Fenway Sports Management and LeBron James? Not even close. Like you said, it was an afterthought to everything else going in.
And for people to say that it happened on the day of a loss, LeBron James didn't have anything to do with this besides sign his name and say, oh, okay, that sounds like a good idea.
No.
I mean, this is like you turn your money over to an investor, and all of a sudden you have this stock, and you don't know anything about it. It's kind of the same thing where he's letting them run his marketing.
It's like getting somebody else to do your taxes, and then they come back at the end and they say, "Hey, we got your $1,500 in a tax refund." Sweet, sounds good. Oh, by the way, we got you a stock option or something. Well, I don't think you can do that through taxes. But, oh, by the way, with that money, we got you a stock option. Cool, man. Sounds good. That's what this is the equivalent of. Yet, irresponsible journalists who are just looking for a way to publish headlines and get people to read their articles are taking the smallest detail from this entire story and making it out to be the biggest part of this. People are taking advantage of the fact that LeBron James is not popular around the United States, and they're saying, well, to sell newspapers, to get people to read, let's just make it look like LeBron James is an even bigger jerk than it's already proposed that he is.
Oh, and I'm sure that you can tune into other shows, other places, other channels, and you will hear that same argument of how can he go out during the season and buy a soccer team? And they'll put it that way. I can already picture someone saying,
I can answer this for you already
team.
Because the article on ESPN.com, which is where I got this, the accurate part of this, was hypocritical because then they had a video clip in that same article from ESPN First Take where they have two analysts talking about LeBron James distracting himself by buying Liverpool in the middle of an NBA season. So, irresponsible journalism just drives me so nuts. And this poor guy, who, yes, he made a horrible decision last summer to decide to make it look like a high schooler who was deciding what college he was going to sign a free agency deal. It was a terrible night, terrible idea. Anytime you invite Jim Gray to something, it's going to turn out bad. That's the basic gist of it. But the fact that he's still getting punished for it, the fact that, other than in Cleveland, we can't move on from this, and the media isn't responsible enough to read through a whole story because their mouth is watering over another LeBron James smear campaign, I just can't stand it. Scott?
Did he even buy a part of it, or was this just kind of given to him as the deal with signing with FSM?
I don't know. I don't know the details of that. That I don't know. I'm sure there was some money involved in it. They don't just give you a share. But I'm sure there was way less money and more image attached to it than what they're projecting this as. And there's plenty of newspapers are guilty of this. Just last week when HBO aired that special about that Auburn player, and the Detroit News came out with the headline, "Ex-Auburn player says he was paid by Michigan State booster." And the whole story was about how HBO was going to reveal that Michigan State paid somebody. There was not one mention of Michigan State's football program in that entire Our Real Sports documentary. Sports journalism is getting out of control, man. It's completely out of control. Coming up next, we got the Junk Bin. We'll talk all sorts of stuff from around the world of sports. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.